Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, live coming to you from Mr. Nice Guy Studio in sunny Hollywood, California. This is another edition of The Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, sponsored and brought to you by your friend and neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy, WENG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And you should check out that online store, squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Officially tomorrow, February the 5th, man, that Fall 2016 collection is going on sale. Could be early at midnight, man. Stick around for another 59 minutes, man. Maybe I'll do something nice for you. Make sure you enter that promo code Guy Nice, man. Get you that special little discount and shit. I done seen the collection, man. Some good shit in there, man. 420 gonna be exciting too, but 420 gonna be exciting too. Mr. Nice Guy in true Mr. Nice Guy fashion, man. Returns to Denver 420 this year, ladies and gentlemen. Now, travel plans and all that ain't being procured at the moment, but it's official. We're definitely finna do that, though. So, shout out to all the family and the Nice Guy Nation in Denver, man. We'll be seeing y'all soon. It's become somewhat of an affair for us. So, I mean, you know, you're welcome to join us. You know what I'm saying? I'll be talking about it more as we putting it together and getting the detail laid down. We're looking for some real player hotels or somebody who's going to accommodate our needs, man, needless to say. But I will say it anyway. We had that experience last time with the Hampton Inn, and it kind of it wasn't the staff, it was the policies, you know, the fact that you located in Denver and you're gonna charge you're gonna say no smoking marijuana in the room and shit, and to charge us an extra $250 cleaning fee for smoking weed in the room. Now, they was player, and they, you know, they didn't charge us until somebody complained and wanted to move to another room. So, you know what I'm saying? We might have slid through there and not had no charge if it weren't for that. But, come on, we doing what we came for, you know. I told y'all about the experience that one of our representatives spoke to them and asked them, was it a 420 hotel, a 420 friendly hotel, meaning that it'd be smoke friendly. And they said, sure, yes, it is. Come on. Step right down, you know, come on. You got your money with your credit card. Let me see that. Run that. Verify that. Okay, you're good. Come on. And when he got there, it was like, you know, no smoking marijuana in the room. You smoke a cigarette, fine. We're going to charge you for that. You smoke marijuana in the room, extra $250. So we're going to try to find somewhere that's a little more accommodating, man, and that's, you know, caters a little bit more to the experience that we want to have. Just so we can make some more player connections in Denver for y'all, pass them along to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Some of you step through there and say, Mr. Night Guy sent you, you're going to get set up and you're going to get the official real deal. So once again, make sure you head on over to that online store, squareup.com/market/MNGTs, T-E-S. You ain't got to go now. You know what I'm saying? You can wait about another 56 minutes or something. You know what I mean? See what happens. I ain't saying they're going to be there now. You know what I'm saying? So don't hate me if you don't. But it'll be there sometime tomorrow, man. It's officially releasing tomorrow, the 420-2016 collection. Dope items in there. They are limited edition, but they're going to be on sale for the next. They're going to be on sale till 420-2017. So that's something dope Mr. Night Guy decided to put together and continue as a tradition. You know, it's 3 years strong now that Mr. Night Guy been making these exclusive tees for 420. And he kind of do them in a one-year run. You know what I mean? He'll do the designs and run them for a year, sell them, get them off, on to the next. And it's also some other special things coming in conjunction with 420, man. But I ain't gonna spill the beans here. Save it for a little later. I'll try to milk that cow. You know what I'm saying? Not run that well dry. Shout out to fucking Flint, bro. So make sure you check that out, man. Hit the store. All that good shit. Shout out to Slingshot Entertainment. You know what I mean? For those of you who are not familiar, Slingshot Entertainment is the home of the nation's largest indoor Ninja Warrior course. Okay. Somewhere in the north side. I wanna say Alpharetta. I'm not sure, man. I ain't good with the geography of the north side. But all you gotta do is Google it, it'll take you right there. But they also got go-karts indoor. They got indoor go-kart track, you know what I'm saying? They got bowling alley inside. But that shit's real player, you know what I mean? Me and some of the Mr. Nice Guy staff and family went out to Slingshot Entertainment. We had a good time, man. They got a good staff, provided a good experience. The staff were knowledgeable, you know, because you get out there trying to be, you know, you know what I'm saying? You try to get out there being an all-star like you the Ninja Warrior champion, motherfucker, and break your shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to sign a waiver, dog. You got to sign a waiver. And it was a couple cats in there. It wasn't really no Billy the Kids in there, bro. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them cats were relaxed, and they were just trying to have a good time. And that's kind of what we came for, just had a good time. We had the kids and everything, so we focused more on making sure the kids have a good time. You know what I mean? But we also fucked around with some of the obstacles and shit like that. For me personally, bro, oh, man, what the fuck? No, sir. Not that I don't want to do it, but I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my weight up, bro. That shit, reality check. Like, I'm up. There go gravity, bro. Like, literally. You know what I'm saying? You fall off in this. Bro, it ain't no foam pits or nothing. It's like a big-ass air. It's like a big-ass, you know, balloon. It's like a big-ass airbag, bro. It's an air mat. So you fall on that shit, and you get caught off in one of them corners, bro. You get a workout trying to climb up out of the shit, bro. You be fucked up. I had to reset. Nah, I need 20 minutes, man. I'll go sit down. Let me hit this vending machine and get some of this Gatorade. Is that shit for real, dog? But it's definitely a good time, man. Like I said, they got good staff. They knowledgeable about the exercises and different techniques, man. They'll come and give you advice. And they also interested in seeing you succeed at the shit. You know what I mean? So that's something that's super dope, man. I would definitely recommend y'all check out Slingshot. It's affordable. You know what I'm saying? It is a nice little ticket, man, but it's worth it. You're going to get what you pay for. That's for sure. We ain't get to check out the go-karts and all that. You know what I'm saying? We weren't in full motion. We just kind of went there, have a good time, let the kid run around and get out there and see what we had in Ninja Warrior. Ain't got no Ninja Warriors in the Mr. Night Guy Nation today. You know what I'm saying? we'll put some more with the team and the staff out there next time, man. I'm sure a couple other cats on our staff going to excel in these activities. But it wasn't us. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them, man. Appreciate all the love. This is Guy Nice in the studio on the Creep Mission. Okay. Like, this week we've been talking about being considerate. You know what I'm saying? That's been my theme for the week, being considerate. All of these things in conjunction with different experiences I've had and different things that I've seen. So we're going to – I'm going to open up the line for the callers. I ain't even give y'all the number, 516-418-5813. 516-418-5813. Tune your number to the dial. Station make you smile. WMG. Nice shit with Guy Nice. So I'm going to take some calls tonight. I'm going to open this up to y'all. I'm going to share with y'all a story that was shared with me. I got a couple of stories. So you know what I'm saying? We'll see what we can do. But I'm going to share with y'all a story that was shared with me. And then I want you to call and get your opinion. And just gauge where you at with your consideration. Your considerability. Is that even a word? So, my baby's in the NICU, You know what I'm saying? You know, they doing good. You know what I'm saying? I won't make y'all bummed down and shit. They doing good. You know what I'm saying? Progressing along very nicely. You know what I'm saying? Everything lovely. We're very blessed. Thank God for that. So my baby's in the NICU. It's a lot of other babies in the NICU, so you get the experience of if you're anything like me anyway, you get the experience of sharing that with other people and kind of walking through their kids' lives and growth and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a unique thing that you can share as a parent. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of other things that you're going to share as a parent, but ain't many people. Well, I don't want to say that because this is a comment, but it ain't many people who actually take the time to go in there and meet the people and talk to them and find out about them and their kid, what's going on, what's wrong, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So there is a couple in the NICU, and they baby close to our baby. You know what I'm saying? They park his back. They park. They our neighbors. You know what I'm saying? They our neighbors across the street. So it's a couple. They from another country. You know what I'm saying? And the lady is like 48 years old, going through menopause and shit. I don't know if it's the beginning stages or not. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really get that deep. Going through menopause and shit, 48, and she was determined to have a baby. So they went to Europe or something, to some other country, and had a procedure done. I want to say a fertilization procedure, most definitely. But I think that they implanted an egg because, you know, she's going through menopause. She ain't making eggs no more. So I think they implanted the egg and the sperms of her uterus and fertilized it while she's going through menopause. Like, I'm not the motherfucker who's that knowledgeable about menopause and the changes that take place. I've got very basic understanding. Let me be the first motherfucker to say that. But that process is preparing you for the next step, which is, you know, no longer capable of becoming a mother or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Your body going through a transition. Now it's kind of getting out of that fertile mode. You know what I'm saying? It's a natural thing, motherfucker. It happens on its own. Be like that. But her determination and obsession, I would say. I feel like that's a bit obsessive, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit over the line, if not a lot of bit over the line. Just depend on where you standing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's excessive. I want to know how you feel because her baby is very sick. In what way and to what degree, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? It hasn't been expressed to me. The particular problems that the child is having. I kind of feel like that all our babies, I'm not saying all our babies are very sick, but I feel like all our babies need special attention. That's why they in this special unit with you special people. You know what I'm saying? But for her to say the baby very sick, you know, and she was emotional about it. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's serious. But the fact that you know, your age and your physical situation definitely played a factor in that. Did it not? How could it not? I'm not sure the baby's age and shit. It's a lot of details about this shit that I don't know because it's very sensitive shit that, you know, people don't really want to talk about. I'm not even supposed to know this shit. But, you know, talking to people and make friends, they open up to you. So let me open up the line, get your thoughts and insight on the situation. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple people on the line. Open up the line of y'all, 516-418-5813, 516-418-5813. The night shift with Guy Nice. Cuz O the Collector, you're on the line with your boy, Guy Nice.
What's up, Guy Nice? How you feeling, mate?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm living, bro. How you feeling?
I'm trying to get there, man.
Okay. That's good. That's good. I know you got enough jet fuel. You'll make it. So let me get your thoughts on the situation, man. How do you feel about this? What is your initial reaction to this situation?
Could you tell me that again, man? I'm busy after that.
It's a lady It's a lady who's 48. She's going through menopause. And she was so dedicated to having a baby that her and her husband went to another country and had a procedure where they implanted an egg and a sperm in her body.
Artificially inseminated.
Right. And she couldn't carry the baby full term, I assume. Like, all of these things I'm assuming, you know what I'm saying? Because she had the baby, bro. Now, I know that she's 48, and I know she's going through menopause. So the process, I can only assume. I know she went to another country to have a procedure. With the procedure, I can only assume. But, bro, they had a baby, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the baby is a completely different race than either of the parents. So they didn't even take his sperm and fertilize the egg. Yeah, it's somebody else's sperm and somebody else's egg that she carried. Somebody else's kid, essentially. That's, you know.
Well, she's harboring terror, maybe.
Hey, man, hey, I ain't going that far. I don't throw that word around. This a comedy show. That shit ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? You're not about to get God Nice fucked up. Shit, I would not allow it. So that's essentially somebody else's kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally. So how do you feel about that, man? Let me get your, what's your initial reaction to that?
I just feel like, you know what I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, you do what you want to do with your life, you know what I mean? They just got, you know what I mean, they got scammed. That's why it's illegal, probably in the States, because of shit like that go on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but, you know, that's kind of crazy, you know what I mean?
That ain't no scam, though, you know what I'm saying? That ain't like, yo, man, I'm trying to get the fucking, you know what I'm saying? And then the bait and switch. Nah, bro, you knew what you were getting into, you know what I'm saying? Like, you went there for this purpose because they wouldn't perform this procedure here. Like, there's not a doctor here that'll implant a baby into a woman, one who's going through menopause for the kid.
Yep.
What's your thoughts?
Right.
Because I'm looking at the kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like, you know, for whatever reason, this kid and then he got a long road ahead on, you know what I'm saying? They all do because they babies,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But not just in the sense of his recovery and his time in the NICU, you know what I'm saying, in life. He going to have a long road ahead on.
Yeah, I agree. Parents, a lot, but, you know, he's going to be confused. He ain't going to know where he's from. And they got to fix up a story. They're going to lie to him. His whole life is going to be a lie.
That's terrible. Maybe not. Maybe they won't lie to him, man, and maybe they'll tell him the truth. And then, what does he think then?
Probably Nick Batman, you know? or you know what I mean?
You stupid.
Spider-Man.
You stupid, man. Dude, appreciate you being on the show, Cuz of the Collector, man. Appreciate your insight. Get somebody else in here. I got Von Hemi, Wolf Gang, King of the Wolf Gang, checking in. You on the line with your mind. You on the night shift with God Knight. What's going on, Von Hemi?
Ain't nothing going on, man. Everything cool. Nothing but the rent, man. Chilling. Shout out to Cuzzo the Collector and the other guy. You know what I'm saying? To you, of course. God Nice.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mm. So let me get your thoughts, man. How you feel?
Well, first of all, I'm the pappy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put that, you know. My baby don't look like him. I've been all over the world, playboy.
It was dropping off at international sperm banks and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga broke, you know what I'm saying? You use the American sperm banks to get the plane ticket so you can go to the overseas job. You know what I'm saying? They pay a little higher.
Yeah.
The euro was a little higher, you know what I'm saying?
Player, yeah. Going to tap ass internationally. Man, I missed it.
Got to filled up plenty jugs and shit. Right hand college than a motherfucker.
Nah, I'm all about them jugs now. Jugs. Shit.
Nah, but I, you know, there's women who have had successful pregnancies that late. Like, you know, Halle Berry just had a kid. Shit, Halle Berry, like 50. But
right.
With this lady having this menopause and everything, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, people, we are living in an age where people just want what they want, man. And
yep.
They going to do for to get it, no matter who it bothers or no matter the possible risks that could happen to them. That's like T.I.'s wife going over to Africa to get her fucking pupils lightened and shit. Like, yep. Like, why would you even take that risk? You know what I'm saying?
Is it that important? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what I'm looking at. Like, is it that important? Somebody else's life now in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because of your decision.
And you could have easily just adopted. I mean, it might have took long or something, or, you know, or maybe she just wanted to feel natural childbirth. I don't know. But it's still, in a way, like you said, it goes back to this whole consideration thing. It's still a little selfishness in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's my real conundrum here, though, dog. It's because, you know, my inclination is to be considerate to everybody, right? So, you know, I understand that you had a terrible feeling and you felt like this was the answer to that, you know, for whatever reason. Something was plaguing you and you felt like it wouldn't go away until you did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And there was no consoling that, and there was no medicating that, and there was no, you know what I'm saying, there's no breaking down that barrier. Right.
No rational talk.
Exactly. Then on the other side, I'm trying to be considerate of this child, man, this life, this brand new life, that through no decision or fault of his own, is swinging like a pendulum right now. Kind of based upon your decision and obsession. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Real shit.
Which don't make me feel nice things towards you. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to be a dick, but it's like, yo, shawty.
The parallel to that is the people who have kids these days and don't take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all there, all bunched together. Like, she's just a different example of that. But you got motherfuckers out here 18, 19 years old dropping kids like it ain't nothing. And they don't even take care of them. Now I got to worry about this little, you know what I'm saying? I got to worry about this motherfucker growing up trying to rob me. Because, you know what I'm saying? He don't know what a home life's about. He don't really know what love or nothing is about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just, matter of fact, I got a quick second. Got nice, I got to let you know. The little kids, I got little kids in my apartment complex. Little kids took a big-ass rock, and for no reason, first of all, these little kids outside at like 9:30 at night. And they like, the oldest one had to be like 8, you know what I'm saying? He took a rock, big-ass rock, and just busted this man's window. Man just got a brand new car, bro, and just threw the rock right on his windshield, bust his windshield.
Damn.
Like, ain't nobody say nothing. The dad or whoever know the kids, he just standing up there at the end of the block, like, ain't say what y'all doing. I ain't see nobody run down, grab him. Hey, what y'all, you know what I'm saying? None of that.
Damn.
Just like, oh well.
Hey, man, I will punch your daddy in the face. Now, I will put your daddy in the face. And you finna face
you a better man
window,
than
bro.
Me. You a better man than me.
This window, bro. Shit.
Because it would have been another hole in my windshield about the size of a 7-year-old's head.
Oh. Smashing kids. He's smashing kids.
Yo,
you better watch out, ladies and gentlemen. By him and smash your kid through the windshield.
By him and will fuck up anybody who's trying to fuck him up. No matter how old you are, how young you are, gender, sexual orientation. Hey,
that's for the record. It is not a hate crime because it's equally spread all the way around the board. He whooping kids' ass, he whooping parents' ass, step parents, all that.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Real shit. Nigga in a wheelchair run over my toe on purpose. He gonna get slapped. You know what I'm saying?
That's something that we could salt and pepper. We could salt and pepper into the equation and shit. Like, what a person who's that obsessed with something. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say having a kid. Like,
yeah.
are you in the condition to parent this child in the most proficient way? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if that's a fair. People might feel some type of way about me saying that, but I feel like that's a proficient question for it. Like, that's a question for anybody. Are you fit to be a parent, fool?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Most people don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't even think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, people these days forget that kids got to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They got to do something. They got to be somebody.
Exactly. And you are the biggest reason, or you are the biggest influence on how they're going to grow
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of people, after it gets past the baby stage, the mother will just give up. Like, oh, you wrong.
I don't want this no more.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So it's just a new age mentality, and the bad thing about it is you even, unfortunately, just like this lady, you see people who, you know, who should be well past or was born well before the millennial age and everything, and you would think they got some damn sense. But they got the same mentality.
I'm a firm believer that ain't nobody got no damn sense no more. You know what I'm saying?
Common sense is not common.
Shit. hell no. And this these days, it comes at a cost. Shit.
For real. You get looked down on for having common sense these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you for sure gonna get hated on. Like, that's where the real hate be. Not that little bullshit y'all talking about, they hating on you and shit. Nah, cause like motherfuckers will say somebody hating on them that's doing better than them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
but then you got people who are doing better than other people, and they will hate on them, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is real, bro. It is real, but it's just completely ridiculous, bro. But that's where the real hate going when somebody got common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and this is the hashtag age. So everything is a mission statement. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you heard people out there, everybody done worked their ass off? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I worked hard for this. Oh, I did this. That's a mission statement. Everybody going to say they worked hard for what they got. I love my kids. I do anything for them. That's a mission statement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, bro.
Your actions
don't
show that. You know what I'm saying?
That kind of
came from hard mission statement. You know what I'm saying? Everybody came from hard time.
That kind of prompted this theme and this discussion and conversation early in the week, one of them things, because people do throw that around very loosely. Appreciate you being on the show, Von Hammond. Appreciate your insight and your thoughts, man. People do throw that around very loosely. Like, I love this person. I love you. I love my family. I love this. I love that. I love my job. I love my career. I love my kids. And I'm not the person to tell you that you don't. I'm not trying to say that, man. I am kind of trying to challenge your love, though. You know what I'm saying? Love is limitless. In my understanding, my definition of love might be different than yours. Love is limitless. And if you really love something, don't you go to the end of the earth for that thing or for that person. Like, I can't say anything negative about this lady's fixation, because she had a goal and she did everything she possibly could to achieve it. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm leaving that up to you. You know what I'm saying? But that's a real dedication. So when you love someone or something, you know what I'm saying, this context, I'm definitely speaking about people. When you love your family, then you give them everything you can. You know what I'm saying? You give them everything you have. You got to understand that this is selfless life, man. That's the design of this life. You want to know the meaning of life? Selflessness. That's what love is, to love other people. Put other people before yourself. That's consideration. That's to be considered. That's what the whole theme in this week had been about. So I hope you learned something, man. I appreciate y'all for being here. There's been another edition of the Night Shift. We will return on Monday at our regular time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I see you on the other side.